This morning, we continue our annual series, Life's Voices. Throughout the year, we meet people who are making the community a better place and inspiring others. This time of year, we invite them to share their stories and what they've learned about life. Today, we visit with 74-year-old Gloria Wright, one of those behind-the-scenes people who's had her hand in a lot of causes in Milwaukee.
Gloria Wright and her husband welcome me into their neat brick bungalow on North 16th Street. Walking into the living room, we pass the baby grand Gloria used to play before her vision faded. Eight generations of her family fill the mantle over the fireplace.
Your family history has always meant a lot to you, or has that become richer as you've grown older?
It's always meant a lot, but as I've gotten older, I'd like to know where I came from.
It's a story of survival. Life began for Gloria on January 7th, 1934, in Detroit, Michigan.
My parents had constraints that they put around us. I didn't date until I was in high school. My parents had to know who the young man was, what movie, what time it started, and they figured out what time I'd be back home.
Gloria finished high school and went right to work. When she turned 20, Gloria was ready for a taste of freedom. She packed her bags and headed to the train station.
And I always was very headstrong.
Her plan was to head to Chicago, but Gloria changed her mind when she spotted Cedar Rapids on the schedule. She had a girlfriend living there. Gloria arrived on a Sunday. One day later,
I met Bruce, and we fell in love very quickly.
Bruce Wright was a college student.
So in 6 weeks, we were married.
Gloria didn't know what would happen. Several years earlier, back in Detroit, Gloria was riding a city bus home from school.
Well,
she hadn't been feeling just right, so when she spotted a doctor's office, she jumped out. The doctor didn't mince any words. He told the 16-year-old she had diabetes, she'd never have children, and would die by the time she was 25.
We got married in October. We lived in this big white house.
Their landlady took Gloria under her wing.
That November morning, I walked down the stairs, and I was crying. And she said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I think I'm going to have a baby." And sure enough, I was pregnant. Well, they had no business telling me I never get pregnant.
Gloria and her husband had two children. But her doctors said Gloria's physical challenges would multiply with time, and she had to be close to the best medical care she could get. So the Wright family picked up and moved to Milwaukee. Gloria worked at a daycare doing social work for a few years before she decided to go back to college.
I couldn't understand what was going on. I went to a doctor who told me that I would be blind in less than 5 years.
Gloria wanted to spend time with her children when she could still see them. And she set out to prepare for life without sight. She quit her job and took up knitting and quilting.
I mean, I was getting ready. I was preparing myself for this. I ain't blind yet.
Gloria's kept right on pushing. She threw herself, heart and soul, into a mentoring program she helped create for at-risk teenage girls. When her own brother was diagnosed with AIDS, Gloria supported him every step of the way.
That Sunday morning in the paper was an article about AIDS. That Monday morning, I was in the door because I was determined this is where I need to be.
Gloria started volunteering that day.
Now, as a gray-haired, old black woman, people want to put me in my place. And I refuse to be put in my place.
Gloria was the first to sign up for a trip to New Orleans last October. Volunteers were heading down to create community gardens in the recovering city.
I know what they're thinking. She can't stoop down to tend her own garden. What's she going for? You know,
Gloria set up shop at the farmer's market. She surrounded herself with pots, plants, and potting soil.
And I was giving away plants, but I would tell people, before I give you a plant, you have to tell me your story. I mean, I learned.
As Gloria shared her story, her husband Bruce has been quietly going about his business, doing paperwork, listening to the radio. Gloria says she's been able to do whatever she wants because he's always been at her side. But that's a love story for a different day. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.